The Moral High Ground. Written by Dark Angel Azure. Read by Leviticus Lied. The cold light of November gave a sharp edge to Nathan's already strong jawline, the flicker of clenched muscles playing under the scarred skin as he rolled the words around, knocking them and role-playing with himself before the big act. The leather of his chair creaked in his hands as they flexed and gripped the smooth surface, and all the same thoughts rattled around his head. It should never have gone this far. Why could I never stop? How did it ever get so deep? But it had gone so far, and the strength to stop was harder to dredge up than to think of how deep this ran between them. He held the stained shard, toying with it. Peter had come back from the dead because of his long-lost daughter, and the fact that Peter was going to go nuclear made Nathan think this was all some twisted sci-fi show. But no show could have this happening between brothers. After everything that had happened, everything that had twisted the already warped relationship they had, this had added another metaphorical ton to the things they kept between themselves. Now it was meant to happen, and with his rigged win looming perfectly over the burning horizon, the morning wouldn't smolder and break with the sun. Instead, it would be Peter. Peter would bend and burn the morning, and Nathan would have to fly away, not in his nature but in metal and leather seats with his lost daughter and a cold, overbearing mother, whispering sweet poison into his ear that he did this for the greater good. What was the greater good? Or the moral high ground? It had never applied. Extraordinary circumstances to extraordinary people. He was flying man. And in the mists of it all, he'd still loved the one person he wasn't meant to love too much. But it had to end. The years had to be wiped away, and the kisses had to be laid to the past, for the morning would bring Nathan his glory and his destiny, and all the time he'd lose Peter. He'd lose him. And knowing Peter, if he did survive this, there wouldn't be anything left of him. Nathan knew Peter. The guilt would outweigh any forgiveness he could ever give. But Peter was clean in this white light, all professional polo shirt and smelling of guest room soap. Nathan hadn't lied when he said he was nothing without Peter, and a look of simple affection and reassurance crossed his features. But it wasn't enough. And Nathan was aching for more contact, more reassurance. Anything wouldn't be enough. So now here he was, twirling the glass between his fingers, the silent threat of being cut not bothering him as much as Peter's looming figure in the doorway. The November light gave way to the bitter night. The warm orange light cast masking shadows over Peter's face. His now dry hair had fallen over his face, the silky tip of it brushing the cupid's bow of his lips. "Peter, we need to talk." He could already feel the message fall flat and disintegrate, just the intensity of Peter's gaze making it fall and fade, all black and full of something that made Nathan's spine tingle and his mouth become dry. The way his limbs moved as he rounded the desk made Nathan feel like prey, stripped bare and vulnerable by just a look, his stride carrying a confidence as he ran his fingers through Nathan's hair, the deft sigh forced from his lips as Peter swung the chair with ease. The unwavering gaze was locked back in, and the simple grace took Nathan's breath away as Peter swung his legs over Nathan's thighs. "Touch me, Nathan," he whispered across the deafening divide. It wasn't even a request or a question. The strength of a demand carried across the three words, forcing his fingers to itch and move from the white-knuckled grip he'd had on the arms of the chair. The silken caress of thick black strands grazed his fingertips. Never breaking the connection was becoming more than Nathan could bear, and Peter's breath was already brushing against his dry lips, the fevered pitch of the moment never lost as Nathan's fingers carted through the perfect softness. All too close and not close enough. The constant ache for this contact was making him weak, the liquid gaze dragging him into the trap of his heart and Peter's touch. Nathan couldn't even breathe as he felt the weight of perfectly shaped lips pressed against his, He could already feel the burn of lust clutch his heart as Peter's tongue danced across his lips. He was lost already. He'd lose it all for this. This stifling freedom of the forbidden, the dance of their tongues and the desperate clutch of his hands in silken obsidian, the strangled moan ripped from him was too much. He'd given too much and taken twice as much, and he didn't feel any regret. Peter was here, and the taste of his mouth was something Nathan found himself craving more and more as the kiss deepened and their hands roamed for the reassurance of this reality, that they lived, that they loved. And it consumed him so much he couldn't stop as his hands caressed over heaving pectorals and draped thighs. There were so many things he wanted to say, and none of the words existed. So this was touch, the way to break the facade and show Peter how weak he was. How weak he was for him, so open and raw it almost burned his heart, and all the words faded into deep-seated moans and stolen groans. His hands wandered and mapped something he'd taken for granted, life. The life of the person his heart had fallen for. For someone who could fly, he'd fallen so hard, and if he could, he'd fall even further for moments like this. He'd fall so much more for Peter. His hands wandered more, over the quaking muscular back and the ditch of the lip of his trousers, and all the time Peter was diving deeper into his mouth, mapping the ditch of Nathan's gums, and the slick walls of his cheeks, and all the time Nathan couldn't get enough. The idea that he could breathe Peter in consumed him, the hunger for more. Peter pulled away, and with him he pulled a shameful moan. Nathan could already feel his pride bleed as Peter smirked smugly through his silky tresses before nuzzling the silvery line of Nathan's scar, his lips burning tracks to his hammering jugular, tasting the salty flesh before latching onto it. Ugh! Nathan huffed as he felt perfect square teeth sink into his skin, and the feeling of how he deserved this dwarfed the pain and twisted it into guilty pleasure. His hands buried themselves into the soft strands, urging him on desperately, only to have the pain recede into a dull ache. Peter laughed at the angry red welt lovingly, and all the time Nathan wanted more pain, the pain this was going to cause. With that, Peter pulled away, nuzzling perfectly along the shell of Nathan's ear, the nip and caress of his teeth and tongue forcing another groan from Nathan, tearing another wound into his pride, and leaving him more open than he would ever have allowed anyone else to see. This had gone too far, and all Nathan's resolve for breaking this connection was being swept away, swept with a kiss, tongue and teeth clashing as Peter drove back in for another intense kiss. The battle for dominance was becoming painful and intoxicating as Nathan tasted blood. Breathing each other in, that was all Nathan could think of, and his greed for it was suffocating him. But as Peter pulled his lips and tongue from Nathan, there was so much more taken away. So many reasons why Nathan couldn't have his pride or heart back. Because for the first time in all their years, being whatever this was, they'd all been taken and treasured by Peter. But Nathan couldn't feel their absence now. There was no hole where things should have been. Because something else was there, something hot with sparks, and the lullaby of love. It was Peter. Parts of him had become Nathan, and the idea that they belonged to each other scared and reassured him more than losing the original owner. This was it. It had all been lost long ago without him realizing it. He'd lost already, and none of them had won. This was not the battle it was meant to be. And Nathan couldn't deal with the idea that the lines had been blurred, that he'd lost himself along the road to his destiny. Their breaths mingled, and the hooded liquid depths of Peter's eyes were slit by the veil of raven locks, but it didn't dim any of the intensity that lingered in the air, the feel of his ivory skin on the tips of his fingers, and the copper tang of his own blood even tinging Peter's already abused lips, the tingle of his own making him raise his fingers up, brushing over the slowly swelling flesh of the bottom lip. His fingers were quickly taken away from him, and he felt Peter's hot lips enveloping the tips in feather-like kisses, hot and loving as his eyes locked with Nathan's. Nathan's gaze never waned, the feeling of being swallowed into those black portals, The shiver of it never lost on him as the age-old saying, "Eyes are the windows to the soul," flitted through the haze of Nathan's mind, and if it was true, he'd be swallowed by those eyes. But in this moment, he wouldn't have had it any other way. "I love you," Peter whispered through his worshiping kisses, cupping Nathan's hand, his palm molded against Peter's cheek. It was hot and alive. "Love you too." The words caught as he felt himself respond to the heat of living flesh. Peter was already beginning to purr and nuzzle into his touch, and Nathan found himself pulling him close, breathing in his scent. Apple and something that doesn't have a name, and it was all Peter. All of this. Their chests pressed together, breathing as one, and the reassuring weight of him on his thighs, and the burning hope that this would last as long as it could before he took the moral high ground. The end.